We got 27 to go till the top of the hour on Downtown. Bye week for the Patriots. Thank you very much as they try to rest, get healthy, and prepare for whoever makes their way to Foxborough. With more on the Pats, we're joined on the G&M Family Market telephone line by Phil Perry of Comcast Sportsnet New England. Phil, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. What's going on?
Well, it's been an interesting six-game stretch for the Patriots here after that 10-0 start, especially these last two games where it seemed like Bill Belichick either didn't want to show anything and maybe even didn't care if they won or lost. What did we learn, if anything, from these last two games?
That's a great question, because the Patriots have been so banged up that this doesn't really even look like the team that I think Patriots fans are hoping to see when the playoffs get going here for the divisional round on January 16th. So I think what you learned was that you need to get some guys healthy, basically, is the gist. Because, as you mentioned, the game plans have looked a little bit confusing. They haven't, especially on offense, performed the way that we're accustomed to seeing them perform. They haven't even tried things that we're accustomed to seeing them try, doing things like not trying to push the ball down the field at the end of the half to score points when they know they're getting the ball back to start the second half. They usually love to do that, and they refused to basically the last couple of weeks because they just felt like they didn't have the firepower to move the ball and hold on to it and keep it safe and keep games close. They're dealing with such a lack of personnel at the moment because of injuries. They're missing guys like Julian Edelman. Guys like Danny Amendola are hurt. Last week, Sebastian Vollmer was out, and the offensive line struggled with him gone. With all those injuries besetting them, especially, again, on the offensive side of the ball, they didn't want to try a whole lot. They wanted to try to keep some guys healthy. They wanted to try to keep the game close, and if they could do that and win it at the end, great. But first and foremost, their priority, clearly to me, these last couple of weeks, have been to keep guys healthy, keep them out of harm's way.
Yeah, and they certainly did that with Brady, with Gronkowski as well. But I guess the question is, can they, they've turned it off a little bit, can they just turn it back on when the playoffs get here?
Yeah, it's interesting to see. You know, I think they can, actually. I know it goes against a lot of what we hear in terms of people being able to develop a certain chemistry with each other and having that on-the-field communication that these players so often talk about. All that is very important, but I think the guys that are hurt, if they come back, they put in enough time with the important players, with the Tom Brady's of the world, with the other offensive linemen, if you want to talk about that group. The time has already been put in. So this isn't like missing games early in the year and coming back and trying to get on the same page with everybody. This has been a season-long development process, if you want to call it that, when you're talking about chemistry and how guys interact with each other. So if you get Sebastian Vollmer back at left tackle for the divisional round, I don't think he's all of a sudden going to have any sort of communication problems with, you know, whether it's Shaq Mason or Josh Klein on his right side playing left guard there. That won't be an issue. And then especially when it comes to somebody like Julian Edelman as well, he's had so many reps with Tom Brady and with that offense, and he's caught so many passes from Brady, whether it's in-game or it's in practice or it's in the off-season and the two are working out together somewhere in L.A. or up in Montana or on vacation. These guys have such a built-in chemistry at this point. They've spent so much time together that I don't think it will take long at all, if it will take any time at all, for them to be on the same page when Edelman finally does return, as we're expecting him to in the divisional round. So I think they'll be okay. If they can get these guys back on the field, it won't take them long to figure out what they're doing with each other out there.
Yeah, and you reported today that just about everybody was back at practice and Tom Brady jogging out onto the practice field, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was just a walkthrough today. You know, typically, at least over the last few weeks, they've used Wednesday practices to kind of beat up on each other a little bit, really. They've gone in full pads, and I think that's spoken to some of the concerns they've had in terms of tackling and just some fundamental things, blocking, things that require contact. They haven't been afraid to work on those things, even though they have been so hurt. They haven't been afraid to work on those things that require full contact in past weeks. This week, they're taking a very different approach. It's very clearly, okay, everybody, let's use this bye week that we earned from the regular season to rest up, and, you know, they'll essentially get 2 weeks of that. They may have one padded practice at some point next week, but I would even be surprised to see that. I think once they do get to practicing for real, once they get away from these the walkthroughs like they had today, we'll see them in helmets, yes, but in shells, and they won't be doing a whole lot of hitting. It'll be a lot of schematics. It'll be a lot of game planning. It'll be a lot of self-scouting and figuring out what they can do a little bit better. But they're not going to be banging on each other too hard in these days leading up to that divisional round game. And to see Brady out there it wasn't that he was sprinting and that he was, you know, looking as sharp physically as we've ever seen him. But I think just the fact that he wasn't, kind of ambling out there slowly like some of his other teammates were, and that he wasn't, you know, trying to do as much as he could to kind of just take care of that ankle and make sure it wasn't under any sort of undue stress. I think that was a good sign. I think, you know, we kind of saw him testing it out a little bit today, and I'm sure he'll try to do a little bit more of that as the days continue. It seems as though he's certainly trending in the right direction. I'm not sure he's near 100% yet, but I would say he's much better than he was 3 days ago when Ndamukong Suh landed on his leg.
We're talking with Phil Perry, Comcast SportsNet New England. In your Patriots report card, you gave pretty good grades to the Patriots defense despite some of the challenges that they were thrown. They've certainly held their own and did so even in that Miami game.
They have, and what was impressive to me was that they did it without two of their best players, Dante Hightower and Chandler Jones. Both of those guys, Chandler Jones was voted to the Pro Bowl. I thought Dante Hightower had a case to be made that he belonged there as well. And guys that, you know, came in the first round together a few years ago and have quickly become leaders of this defense. The defense to me the other day, it looked like a unit that clearly was hurting in some areas, but a unit that was still very impressive, especially against the run. This Miami team was one that had shown that it could run on occasion when it wanted to, starting right around the middle of the season. And, the Patriots held them to under 3 yards a carry. And if you eliminated one of Lamar Miller's long runs early in the game, they were actually keeping the Dolphins to around 2 yards per carry, which is incredibly impressive. And I think Jamie Collins has been a really big part of that. This guy does something just about every week that makes my eyes just about pop out of my head with just the amount of athleticism that he has. It's something unlike we really ever see. For a guy his size to do something like, say, cover Jarvis Landry, who was the Dolphins' top receiver, one of the best slot receivers in the league, a very quick guy, not necessarily a burner who's going to beat you down the field for an 80-yard touchdown, but somebody who's very shifty, very quick. To see Jamie Collins lined up against Jarvis Landry in one-on-one man-to-man coverage a couple of times, and to see him, you know, more than hold his own, and one of his pass breakups came in coverage of Landry, that's just, it's remarkable for a guy his size to be able to move the way he does. So he's been a huge part of keeping the defensive consistency, I think, while they have been hurt. Of course, he missed a month himself with an illness. But with Hightower sort of being in and out, the fact that they've had Collins out there consistently has helped maintain the consistency that this defense, I think, has really shown all year. They've been a top 10 unit just about all season. At one point, they were very near, they were at the top in terms of points allowed. This is going to be a very good group come playoff time if they can get these guys back. Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower, if they're all on the field and they're anywhere near 100%, it's going to be very hard for anyone in the AFC to score on these guys.
Phil, you gave the special teams a well-deserved C grade. Where especially do they need to improve if the Patriots are to get beyond that to next first-round playoff game for them?
So it was an interesting game for the special teams unit because, you know, really what had plagued them for weeks, about a month or so, was the fact that they just couldn't hold on to the football. They did that against the Dolphins, but they struggled in other areas. So Steven Gostkowski missed a rare field goal attempt, you know, leading the league in scoring yet again this season, but had a rare miss, and that actually kind of hurt the Patriots just in terms of field position. The Dolphins ended up being able to go down the field and score a touchdown at the end of the first half and really kind of take, you know, some momentum going into the break there and coming back into the second half. So that was a tough one. It's hard to dock Steven Gostkowski because he rarely, misses anything, but that was one I'm sure he would like to have back. And then, you know, late in the game, I'm sure something that, you know, really irked Bill Belichick and his coaching staff was the fact that they popped up with a couple of penalties in the special teams game with Brandon Bolden first running into the Dolphins kicker, and that negated a nice return from Danny Amendola that actually would have given the Patriots really good field position when the game was still tied at that point in the fourth quarter. Dolphins ended up re-kicking, got another penalty from the Patriots in terms of a hold called on Dakota Watson, and that backed them up down to their four-yard line. So just a little bit of a mental lapse at the end of the game in the kicking game, I think really hurt the Patriots' chances of trying to pull this one out at the end. So if they can get those things cleaned up, it's really sort of been a bumpy second half of the year for the special team unit and first-year special teams coach Joe Judge. But if they can get some of these things cleaned up, I'm sure they would like to, because typically they're one of the best teams in the league in terms of just being efficient on special teams and not making mistakes, and they really haven't been that in the last, like I said, last month or two. So that's something I'm sure they're going to be working on these next couple of weeks before they get ready to host a game here.
Phil Perry talking Patriots, Comcast, Sportsnet, New England. Great stuff always, Phil. Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll catch up with you again during the playoffs.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. It's 5:44 here on Downtown.